today, that's what God's been giving me all week, and whether it comes out right or not, but I'm sure it will, because God gave it to me. This is not mine. Okay. That's good. I picked up the wrong lesson. Okay, well, I know what it's about. It's about faith and belief. We're going to talk about the difference of that. Somebody tell me what you think belief is. When I say, well, I believe in that, what does that mean? You have a belief about something. Like, I believe that this church is at 6929 Dake Street. Okay? Deborah?
I think it means that you agree with what's being said and what's being played.
Right. It's evident. You know, things are evident that you can see. That I can come, someone can tell me, hey, come to my church, it's at 6929 Dake Street. Well, I'm going to believe them that they're true. I come here and see that it is, and it is. It's 6929 Dake Street. All right, faith. Tell me about faith.
Faith is whether or not it's true or not, you're going to believe it.
Right. And it's things we don't see, too. Now, faith without works is what? Don, faith without works.
The Bible says that faith without works is dead.
Dead, right. So when you have faith, doesn't necessarily that you just believe it. You can believe it in your heart, but faith is determined that no matter what, God said it, God did it, we're going to believe in what God did. I'm putting my faith all into God. As you do that, faith has to take an action, though. Like Don said, faith without works is dead. Well, what does that mean? God has us for reasons. He has us one perfectly great first reason is to praise Him. God loves when we worship Him. Number two, we've got to reach out and touch people. We've got to tell people about God. Okay, so you're going to do things if you have the faith in Jesus Christ, because you want to do what God wants you to do. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to jump out of an airplane, okay? They believe that that parachute's going to open. I mean, I hope it does. But faith is going to take a different action. Belief is more like, okay, Anita's telling me she's got an apple in her purse. I believe her because I love her. But I can go there, open her purse, and see there's an apple there. But faith comes from your heart, the Holy Spirit. Faith is going to take action if you're a Christian. If you are here today and you feel like you're worthless, you feel like you don't have a journey that God's particularly proud of, or you don't feel like God can use you, don't have faith in yourself, have faith in God, and totally trust God. And that's hard to do sometimes. It is really hard to just trust that you see a mess, it's awful, I want to get out of it, but you truly trust God. So you're going to have an action of actually believing that God's going to work in this. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always there. What happens? Here it goes, boys. What happens is we turn away from God because of things in our lives. We get sidetracked. We get distracted. Things happen in our life that kind of takes our eyes off of God. God doesn't want that. You have to stay focused, even if the situations are terrible. Joe's situation to me is terrible. I cannot imagine a more beautiful, kind, loving person having to go through this. I don't understand it, but I have to have faith that God knows what He's doing. You know, there's going to be people rejoicing when she goes home. I'm the baby of the family. Anybody else here of the baby of the family? I know Kimmy is, Kathy. Growing up, that's just so cool, okay? But when everybody else dies around you, and you're the last one, that's a little scary. Not scary, scary, but it's like, that's it. That's it. Out of my sisters, my parents, grandparents, all gone. She's not God yet. I'm not saying that. But faith in the Lord will make you do actions, okay? It will have you do things that will be uncomfortable for you at times. It will have you pray maybe with people that you don't want to pray with. You may not want to minister to them. You may not want to talk to them. You may not want to give money to them. I mean, thank you, my love. You're so sweet. The big thing I see a lot is giving money to panhandlers. Now, I have given quite a bit of money to panhandlers and then seen them walk around and get in a car. Do I want to get angry? Yes. Do I know? Because why? Because the Holy Spirit told me to do it. Now it's on Him and God, not me anymore. It's on Him and God. Faith means action. We got to have action. If you're a Christian here today, God's not through with you. God loves you. And there's going to be action in your life. Faith without works is dead. It's dead. You have to grow. And how you grow is how you step out in faith and trudge through. Jerry Gibson used to always sing that song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Because the man lost his wife and he told God it was well with his soul finally. You know, it has to be. Do we grieve still? Yeah, I grieve over David every day. I don't cry as much, but Kimmy and I start talking about him. We'll laugh and it'll turn into a cry. But it's well with me when he takes Joe. Because she has chosen to go. No more chemo. I'm done, sister. I can't do it anymore. I'm just done. That's good with me. When I get there, I hope my kids understand it. Of course, I'm selfish. I want to just go to sleep one night and not wake up. And then not have to worry about suffering and all this tragic stuff. Okay, kind of went off sidetrack there, Holy Spirit. I know. I'm back focused. Okay. Deborah, you had your hand up, sweetheart.
Well, it's kind of interesting what you're saying, you know, about it being well with your soul. But my mom lost her mother. She died on a Thursday, and her caregiver had come Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and my mom told her, she says, "Isabella, you don't have to come tomorrow." Somehow my mom knew
right
that she was going to go, and she did, too, at 10:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And my mom and my nephew were up with her all night.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, I get it. I know, because I told y'all, you know, that day that David started coding, the doctors came out there. How many times, Kimmy, did that man come out to me?
Sure.
I mean, it had to be 5. He's going to be all right. We're going to put him on a vent. He's going to be fine. We'll bring him back. No, you're not. God told me he already took him home. He looked at me like, maybe you need to go to psych ward. I said, no, God told me that. Don't worry about it. Don't put him on a vent. David didn't want that. He's gone, sir. 45 minutes later, finally. I mean, sometimes God tells you things. You know, you just, Holy Spirit tells you things in a crisis like that. But let me tell you now that I look back at that day, God was in every step of the way in that whole day. We went to Timmy's orthopedic. This is a little testimony. I'm sorry y'all have heard it, but you know I'm Gabby today. We took Kimmy to orthopedic. Isabella wanted to go to McDonald's. I went, sure, we'll go let you play for a little while before we see Bob's. Something told me, nope, don't even get a Happy Meal. Go to the hospital. Go to the hospital. He starts coding. A lady across the hall grabs Isabella, plays on the phone with her. I'm sitting in there with him. Kimmy called all the family. I mean, everything was orchestrated. Pastor came up there, ended up taking him home. We talked about what we're going to do for him, for his funeral or memorial, I'll call it. Everything was orchestrated by God. And that's how our life is. It's orchestrated by a much higher being than we are. Everything that happens in your life is orchestrated by the mighty conductor. So just get on the train and ride with him. I kind of missed the two conductor things here, but it was okay. You got my drift. We just got to ride with him. He loves you. He made you in his image. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Those days, sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I try to fix your hair, put on makeup, all this stuff. I go, Kimmy, I'm going through an ugly stage. I mean, it's just sometimes you feel that way. We're weird. Okay, I get it. But we're never ugly. We can act ugly sometimes, say ugly things, judge other people. It's hard not to judge. Does anybody else have a problem with that sometimes when you see things? Sometimes I will go, oh my goodness, and you go, whoa, nope, pump the brakes. We're not here to judge, and we don't judge anyone. I'm not going to judge you. I hope and pray you don't judge me. Okay, wow. Fastest Sunday school in Texas at Dallas at 6929 Day Street. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can have faith in you and that you're never going to leave us. We love you so much. I know there's going to be some earth moving, shaking, Holy Spirit rocking. Something cool is going to happen today. And I'm ready for it. I am so ready for it. Thank you that I have a new man in my life, that he's a Christian and he's nice to me. Thank you that Kimmy is the best daughter in town. I love her to death. Thank you for Kathy. I just love her. She's so giving and kind. Thank you for Anita for getting to know her so much and used to take her everywhere on Sundays with her and Dee Dee. Thank you for that. Thank you for Brendan Don when I met him at Anna Ruth's, that they're in my life. Thank you for Deborah. What an inspiration she is. Thank you for her. And we will save the best to last. Thank you for that rockin' Holy Spirit guy, Mr. Pastor Thacker. Thank you for him. He is going to rock this scene today. Father, thank you. We love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen.